Hey, folks. Will Doctor here, host of the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on ESPN 97.5 Houston. This podcast is presented by Insperity. Visit Insperity.com for powerful HR solutions with exceptional follow-through. I'm wrapping up a great week here in Arlington, Texas, where I've been covering the Veritex Bank Championship. This is the Korn Ferry Tour's annual Texas stop. And for those that don't know what the Korn Ferry Tour is, this, you know, think of this as the AAA of Major League Baseball or the G League to the NBA. You know, the top 30 players at the end of the Korn Ferry Tour season get their PGA Tour card. So I would say, you know, there's more opportunity out here than any other developmental sports league. You know, Scottie Scheffler was playing out here on the Korn Ferry Tour about 5 years ago, right after he finished at Texas. He won twice on the KFT before going to the PGA Tour. You look at the Zurich Classic field this week, and there's a ton of players who are Korn Ferry Tour graduates. Tyson Alexander, who is playing with last week's Corrales winner, Billy Horschel. They're playing together at the Zurich, and Alexander was the champion here at the Veritex Bank Championship 2 years in a row. You know, you've got the Cootie twins, Pearson and Parker, playing together at the Zurich. They are both fresh off the Korn Ferry Tour. So I've been saying this all week. Watching the Korn Ferry Tour is like looking into a crystal ball of the PGA Tour's future. And this week, I also got a glimpse into the future of a new big-time golf clothing and headwear company called Hammerback. You know, as soon as I got on property at Texas Rangers Golf Club on Tuesday, I saw a ton of caddies and players wearing the Hammerback hat. And I asked tournament director Richie Sapp what Hammerback was. And Richie told me, you know, they have a booth set up here to the right of the range, and they're sponsoring the Players Lounge. So I went over to the booth and was greeted by Michael Turner, who is one of the owners of Hammerback. Awesome guy who started this company with a few friends from Royal Oaks Golf Club there in Dallas. And you know, Hammerback's clothing line has quickly taken off. Adam Shank was wearing one of their belts during the Masters. They had Frankie Sappin, the third's caddy, wearing a Hammerback hat during Sappin's 58 in the opening round of the Veritex Bank Championship. So in a quick period of time, Hammerback has gotten their apparel in front of the best players in the world. And I had to get a 30-minute conversation in with Michael Turner about what his inspiration was to start Hammerback and where he plans on going with the company. I love the modern yet simple look of both the hats and shirts. And, you know, watch out for the Gen 2 polos that are going to feature the structured collar that all of us golfers love so dearly. You can buy their stuff at hammerback.com. And here's the brains behind the whole operation. It's Michael Turner of Hammerback Golf. Welcome into the Charlie Epps Golf Hour here on ESPN 97.5 Houston. I am live from the Veritex Bank Championship. We're watching some incredible golf this week. And here with me is Michael Turner, who is the owner of Hammerback Golf. It is an incredible golf apparel brand. Michael, you do hats. You all have a podcast that we're going to hear more about. You're really making a splash this week at the Veritex Bank Championship. It's great to meet you and great to have you on the show.
Hey, thank you for having me. Man, this is fun out here this week.
No, it really is. We've seen incredibly low numbers at Texas Rangers Golf Club. You know, Frankie Sappin the third started out with a 58. We have, you know, 15-year-old here, Miles Russell. Who have you been most impressed with so far this week, Michael?
So we actually followed Frankie a couple holes yesterday. There's one shot in particular, and it stands out in your mind. It was the seventh hole, 350,
yeah,
par four, little downwind. I mean, these guys are so good. Frankie pulls out a 3-wood and he drives the green. And and you're just watching a couple of these guys. It's just unbelievable watching how good these guys are. You know, he shoots, 58, 67?
Yeah.
He's not even leading after two rounds.
The scores are so low out here. It's semi soft. It's pretty open off the tee. When you talk about Sappin, you're exactly right. He's a powerful guy with that big bowed left wrist. Gets it in a great position. And you've actually, Michael, you've had and Hammerback has had some fun interactions with Frankie this week. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, so we set up the players and caddy lounge where all the players eat and dine and kind of relax. And we set up some couches and put a kind of an apparel rack with shirts, belts, hats. And we've kind of been outfitting all the caddies this week. And it's been a lot of fun. Those guys are, listen, a lot of them are animals, right? They're hilarious. And so my business partner was in there on Wednesday night. And Frankie's caddy walks up, a guy named Rusty Stark, and he says, "Hey, man, my guy is really good." We said, "Oh, right." And he says, "Yeah, I'll make you guys a deal. You Venmo me $100 right now. I'll wear your stuff. I'll wear your hats all week." So my buddy Evan, my business partner, looks at me and says, "All right, fine." So he sends him $100. We give him about 3 or 4 hats, a couple shirts. Of course, we come out early the next morning. We find out, hey, wait, Rusty's player is 11 under through 14 holes or something. And so turns out, his player's Frankie. He goes out the next morning, breaks the Scotty Scheffler's course record, leading. He's all over social media. And as he's walking off, this is hilarious. My buddy Evan, they're walking off 18. He walks over and shakes our hand. Rusty does. And he goes, "Yeah, did you guys get your money's worth?"
Yeah.
And so we started laughing. We said, "So, Rusty, are we going to have to renegotiate?" And he said, "Yeah, come meet me in the players' lounge. We'll talk."
What has that experience taught you about just being present at some of these events and being in front of players and furthermore, just normal people?
Yeah, you can't beat exposure. I mean, a bunch of these guys will be on tour in the next couple years. Next year, probably, in the next 2 years, you've probably got 30, 40, 50 guys out here that might make the tour. So it's just exposure to the brand, and it's actually been really fun. We were walking around yesterday for a couple holes, wanted to go see some action and watched the 15-year-old Miles Russell hit the ball. Unbelievable. And it was really cool. You just seeing Hammerback hats all over the place, inside the ropes, outside the ropes.
Did you realize that you were going to have this type of activation rolling into this week?
No. I mean, this is, the exposure you get coming here is amazing. We've done some PGA Pro-Ams and things like that, but the issue with that is when you're at a PGA event, you're competing against so many other brands, right? There's a lot of kind of other competition and other peers that are at those events. What was fun about coming out here is, there's a lot of people here. There's a lot of big golf fans here. And you kind of get so much one-on-one interaction with the players and the caddies and the fans and everybody else. That's just a lot different. And we've had an absolute blast this week out here.
Michael, where on the internet can people find Hammerback? What's the URL?
So it's just hammerback.com. And everything we do is online, direct to consumer. That was kind of our play to try and, pass on some cost savings to the customer. This is actually the first time we've ever had a tent and sold stuff in person.
Okay.
Which is kind of funny because on Tuesday we set up our tent for the first time. We were selling some stuff. And a lady came by and bought a few hats. And I was actually at the booth at the time. And I said, "Ma'am, you're going to have to hold on a second. This is the first sale we've ever done in person. So I got to figure out how this system works." So it was pretty fun. But it's definitely different whenever you're kind of looking people in the eye and sharing everything with them.
Yeah, Michael, how did you come up? I love the name. That's why I asked the URL. Of course, obviously to guide people to the website. But I'm curious with the name because obviously, as you know, with the amount of golf brands out there, I'm sure that it's tough to, number one, come up with a name, something that hits home. But as you and I both, we like to compete on a friendly basis at the club with the buddies. And Hammerback is such a familiar term in the Wolf Hammer games. What was your inspiration behind Hammerback, the name?
So me and the other co-founders were all out at Royal Oaks here in Dallas. We played a lot of COVID golf together, and we started this thing called the Friday Cup. So we would travel, 12 of us, we'd do a Ryder Cup style event, we'd travel, and one of them, we went up to Carson Creek up in Stillwater, and one of our buddies for one of the teams that year made some hats, went on Imperial, and just put Hammerback. We thought it was, it was a great team name. And so everybody wanted a hat, and then we started wearing them around the club, members started saying, hey, are you the guys with the hats? Can we buy some? We never even thought about really selling them. So then we ordered 500 hats and sold them or gave them out, and they went kind of like hotcakes. And so we decided, well, we kind of, you know, we have something here with the name, and you can't really launch a brand with just hats. So we figured we can make performance apparel polos and belts and everything, and honestly do it direct to consumer and kind of pass those savings on to the customer. And so it's gone really well. We launched last August, and honestly, it's grown much faster than we ever anticipated.
And even before this week, now you have your apparel in the hands of some great players here on the Korn Ferry Tour, mm-hmm. but you've had a couple players on the PGA Tour actually wear Hammerback Golf as well.
Yeah, which is, so we went to the Masters 2 weeks ago, walked up, so we know Mike Chisholm, golf agent and great guy, probably the best dresser you'll ever meet in your life. He was actually out here following Miles the other day. He was wearing some kind of salmon pants. We go, Mike, do you ever have a bad dressing day? I mean, you always look on par.
Like Jerry Maguire.
Yeah, no, it's incredible. But so we're up at the Masters. We're walking out up by the clubhouse, and we run into Mike, you know, say hi, everything to him. And he says, hey, have you guys seen Shank today? And we said, no. He says, well, look at him. And we look over, and Adam Shank's teeing off on his practice round on one. He's wearing our belts.
Wow.
And it was just, we didn't know that. So we didn't, just so we're clear, we hadn't paid him or anything. And so he just said he had seen our stuff and liked it. And so Evan, my business partner, took a flyer, sent over a box of goodies, you know, just sent him a box, a bunch of hats, shirts, belts, and he just started wearing it around. And so we've had a couple guys doing that, which is just, you know, sometimes, yeah, it costs inventory, there's cost, but you know what? On the off chance a guy wears your stuff at the Masters, it's a pretty good boost.
Yeah, that's a priceless activation, I would think.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, only 52 players competing at Augusta.
Yeah.
You know, brands are scripting, you know, scripting their players. I'm sure you've seen some of that, and you'll have your hands full with that in the coming years. But what a cool experience. Adam Shank, guy who finished top 30 on the FedEx Cup money list last year, contended at the Valspar last year, had a great chance to win against Taylor Moore. But that is simply fantastic that at Augusta he was already wearing Hammerback.
Yeah, and the belts, you know what's funny? The belts were the last thing we were going to do. We actually debated even launching with the belts.
Yeah.
But we decided, look, we're kind of going to cover from the waist up, right? Let's get all that stuff put together. We didn't have time to do shorts and pants and everything before launch. Belts are the best seller. I mean, it's not even close. We sell, you know, $50 on the website for all of our belts.
And that woven style. Talk about how that is not only looks good for golf, but it's a really well-rounded belt that you're making.
Exactly. Well, and that's the key. So we have, you know, four or five of the belts that are kind of that solid color. And the goal is you can wear that golf and you can wear it to the office. You can wear it anywhere. It's a multi-purpose belt. The best part is that woven, you know, you don't have the kind of the holes where you go through with the teeth of the belt. So, hey, eat a little bit bigger dinner one night. You can expand the belt a half inch the next one. Nobody knows, you know, so it kind of fits. But, yeah, we've got some louder styles, which out here, the players, the caddies, they like that louder look. Okay. You know, on the course, they want to kind of make a statement with their attire. But then we also have six or seven other colors that are more just solid. So that way you can wear it, you know, work, office, happy hours, whatever you need to do. So it's kind of interesting how to see who likes kind of what in each environment.
So that's the belts. And once again, this is Michael Turner of Hammerback Golf. Michael, let's talk about the shirts. What the last 5 years it's been in the golf industry is, you know, it's not just solids now. A lot of companies have become creative with the prints. You are one of those companies. Hammerback is doing that. How do you... this could be a mouthful. How do you decide which prints are going to go, which prints are too much, which prints are too little? Stripes, dots, you know, how do you come up with this kind of thing?
Well, that's the hardest part because you get, you know, we have a couple guys on contract that do a lot of our design work, and they'll come up with great stuff. And so we'll get essentially a kind of a big swatch. It's usually 4 feet by 6 feet, and you get 20 or 30 different styles. And our manufacturer will print it on there to make sure the colors and everything look right. And then you can't make all those shirts all at once. It's just a lot of inventory. So you kind of have to do this process of elimination, and you kind of got to pick. And the key is sometimes you pick a combo and you think, oh, this one's just going to fly off the rack. And it doesn't, you know, might do okay. And then another one, it's the last guy in, you know, on the production run, you think, well, it might do okay, and it sells out in 5 days. And so it's hard to predict exactly what's going to be the best seller sometimes.
It's crazy as humans that our eyes can trick us that way. Yeah. And my ears do it sometimes. I'll be cutting up promos, and I think, well, this is going to turn out great, and it just doesn't. And then I think something else is boring that does extremely well. Mm-hmm. How does your team help you with those decisions?
So we've done a couple runs now, so we've kind of started to see what works. And the truth is, in the fashion industry, and look, we're both wearing shirts that have navy and blue.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
If you make a shirt that's got kind of a white base with some blue patterns or something on it, we found those are going to sell. All right. It's when you try to get a little crazy with the oranges and, you know,
as
some
far
of the
as
other,
the base?
Just as far as a lot of colors
okay.
on the shirt.
Yeah.
You're just not typically going to sell. And look, we're all creatures of habit. You look around any golf course, half the people are wearing white, gray, or some shade of blue,
yeah.
right? It's just that's the way people are. And so our patterns, you know, there's some loud brands out there. There's, you know, the Bad Birdies, the Sunday Swaggers, groups like that
yeah.
have very loud patterns on them. Our goal was to make them fun, but a little bit more subdued than that.
I love that.
And so a lot of our stuff, we try to think, hey, you could wear it to the office and it looks good, or you could wear it to the course. We do have a couple patterns that are a little bit more fun. I'm not sure you're going to wear the ranch water shirt to the office, but, you know, you never know the environment you're
working in. Maybe on a Friday.
That's right. Yeah, it could be a casual Friday shirt. But there's it's like you said, it's interesting to try and figure out what sells the most.
Mm-hmm.
We created a few pickleball patterns, got some paddles, some balls on them. And we knew that they were going to sell well. We knew this one color was going to do really well, and it did. And we weren't too sure about the secondary color. But it actually sold out faster than one that we were all guaranteed that's going to be the one that just flies off the shelf. So like you said, sometimes you just got to go for it and see what sells.
Yeah. We talked about the belts. We talked about the shirts. You know, the hammer back across the hat has to be one of my favorites. Once again, back to the reason where I love the Wolf Hammer games,
yeah.
you know, on the golf course with some buddies on a Saturday or Sunday. And I feel like when you're in that situation on the golf course, you can point at that
mm-hmm.
and say, I'm hammering back.
Yeah.
Hat designs, the battles, the challenges that come with the hats.
Well, I'll tell you, if you're going to start a golf apparel brand and you're going to make custom hats, it's by far the hardest thing. We were shocked. You know, belts, and you do the woven stuff, right? You
yeah.
more design the weave, and then you just kind of put a tongue and a latch on it and a clasp, and those are probably the easiest.
Wow.
The shirts, once you get the sizing down really well, and you get the fabric you like, then it's really just different patterns and rolling those off the assembly line, and your team gets really good at quality control on the manufacturing. Hats are hard. You've got, you know, getting the bills perfectly square onto the, you know, the five panel and things like, it's very difficult, and it's something we didn't anticipate. Designing the hats might be the most fun, though, because you get to come up with all the cool things. Because the way we look at it, the hammerback hat and our hats, they're kind of our billboards, right?
Yeah.
It's the best thing out there.
They look so good on the caddies out here
exactly.
as well. Players and caddies, but something about that, the feel of the caddy and you know, they're the commander-in-chief of the team, and they've got that hammerback hat on. There's an executive feel to it out there.
It is, and really this, you know, the original, this is, we call it the OG. This is the first one we ever made that people loved, and then, you know, the one you're wearing with the hammer
yeah.
in the back, and that's, we started having a little more fun with those, but I will say,
I'm looking forward to wearing this one.
Hey, if anybody's ever out there thinking about starting a golf brand, whatever you think it's going to take to design and manufacture your hats correctly, just go ahead and double that time frame, because that's actually been the hardest part. Now, we get ours custom made from a manufacturer. We don't, you know, use Imperial or somebody like that. So that process took a lot longer for us. But
why do you do that?
Well, two reasons. One, we love the kind of the quality and the firmness and the fit.
Me too.
This is a mid-crown. So a lot of the Imperial rope hats are a high crown, and for a guy like me, it just doesn't look good on my head. So we wanted something that doesn't sit too low for a rope hat, kind of that mid-rise and then fits really well. And then also, I mean, costs. You know this. You use Imperial, by the time you get done ordering a batch, it's expensive. And the we had a couple issues where we did bulk orders, and sometimes they'll send you ones that are a little off. And so we can have a little bit more quality control by ordering through our own manufacturer. Like I said, it's a lot more work up front, but it's a better product that we can, you know, make more money on in the long run. So,
you know, as far as, you know, where you go from here, let's take a step back from that, because Michael, I think it's important to know that for people to know that you and your team, this is not maybe what you're doing full time yet. But tell us more in the background of your team and what this means to you.
Yeah, so there's five partners that started this together. Each of us kind of has our own day jobs and our own businesses. And really, when we started this, I don't really think we had many expectations. I don't think we thought it was going to grow this fast, this quickly.
Did the podcast or the apparel start first?
The apparel started first. Our marketing people said, you know, we were thinking about how do we kind of supercharge growth. And they said, do what everybody else does, start a podcast.
Yeah, great idea.
And what's interesting is we launched that about two and a half months ago, and I would say our sales have been up 50% the last 2 months, you know, through the podcast.
Wow.
I think people like that face-to-face interaction. They like to hear your voice. They like to see your face. And so I think it makes it more personal, and I think it probably makes people more in line to, you know, potentially buy something from you or support your cause. So, but for us, you know, it's been a lot of fun because you get to do stuff like this, right? It's a Saturday morning. We're sitting on a patio. There's a professional golf tournament behind us. And so you get to just kind of live the dream a little bit and be around a lot of these people. You know, we've got to meet a lot of big time players and names on the PGA Tour and spend time with these guys, and you hang out. And one thing that's fun when you start hanging out with a lot of those pro golfers and Korn Ferry Tour, PGA, they're a lot more relaxed than you might think. You know,
are they giving you ideas to an extent, or is it just good tongue in cheek conversation?
Yeah, no, we've had a couple of the guys, you know, come up and give suggestions. Hey, take a look at this hat that I'm wearing. I like this. Would you guys do something like this? And we've taken that stuff into consideration.
Yeah.
It's worked. I mean, a couple of our stuff, especially our shirts, kind of our new round is actually stiffer collars. They got collar stays and everything. That was actually a recommendation from some of the players. Hey, we like it to kind of prop up. It looks better in the photos. And so
the Arnie collar.
Yeah, exactly. So the Gen 2 stuff was actually recommendations from some of the pros.
Isn't it so good being out here where, and I'm talking the Korn Ferry Tour in particular, because of course you have your prodigies. We're seeing, you know, Preston Stout climb up the leaderboard. He's a freshman at Oklahoma State. He just won the Big 12 championship on Wednesday and made it to his tee time here on Thursday. You've got your Frankie Sappens, who's obviously a big name coming out of Florida Gulf Coast, was a great junior player. But then, you know, Michael, you have your Griffin Woods, who, you know, 32 years old. He's never played in a Korn Ferry Tour event. He Monday qualified in, you know, former caddy out here. And this is probably someone who, you know, doesn't have that much support right now. You know, maybe doesn't have a consistent brand to wear. Coming out here, do you see yourself making relationships with players like that?
Absolutely. And that was probably one of the biggest motivators for us coming out. So we have, and this is, you know, none of us had apparel background and experience, and we made one of the classic mistakes. When we launched, we ordered far too much inventory. You know, we didn't know how much to buy. And so we had a significant amount from our first run of polos. And so we've been set up in the players' lounge all weekend. And we've been, any players and caddies that want to come up and get outfit, we've been giving them belts, shirts, hats. Hey, guys, wear it. And, you know, I walked in this morning and saw everybody eating breakfast. I don't know, maybe 15, 20% of the players and caddies in there are wearing our shirts and hats.
Yeah.
And so you can't get that anywhere else. And the thing is, these guys are a couple good weeks away from having a tour card next year. So it's just, it's been an incredible experience. Now, you know, you just mentioned Griffin Wood, who's the second round leader. He's 18 under. He came up yesterday, talked to him for 15 minutes. probably one of the nicest guys ever. I mean, they're all just relaxed. They're having, you know, they're
we're
nice.
In a great sport.
It's a lot of great guys. I mean, he came up, gave him a couple hats, you know. He just sat there, talked. He loved hearing the story about the brand. And so, you know, he's going, wait, you guys just decided to start this last year? And it's just interesting. You just kind of get to know these guys.
I think there's a mutual respect there. They're out here doing their thing. They're extremely thankful for the support, probably more so than the PGA Tour guys. But this is a great place to create that relationship. I mean, you talked about how fast it can happen. A guy that comes to mind is Corey Connors. You know, he had no status anywhere. And then in 2019, he Monday qualifies in the Valero, wins that, and he's played in every Masters since. Mm-hmm. You know, so you never know when that relationship can cultivate.
Well, and so our founders, we're all out at Royal Oaks together, Scotty Scheffler's home course.
Wow.
And so he...
How cool is that to have your brand, your friends, the guys that you've created this with? I mean, you guys get to play golf together every day?
Yeah,
I mean,
so he plays...
Not as far as Jordan, but just your... the Hammerback guys, y'all are all based out of Royal Oak.
Yeah. Oh, so all awesome. Five of us. So we played a lot of COVID golf together, and you know, that's kind of how some of this stuff started. And played a lot of Wolf Hammer games, and so. But yeah, there's a lot of, you know, this is an interesting story because we were talking about kind of guys started on Corn Ferry, made their way. I mean, how many years ago was Scotty out here? It was
five
years ago.
Yeah. 2019. I mean,
now
he
he's the undisputed best player on the planet right now.
That's a perfect one.
And so, you know, and that happened pretty quick. I mean, everybody knew the consensus around the club when Scotty was on the Corn Ferry was, you know, it's just a matter of time. He's really good. But I don't think anybody in their right mind would have thought 5 years from then we'll be sitting here and, you know, he's winning, is that 3 out of 4 tournaments or 4 out of 5?
Yeah, 4 out of 5.
And, you know, he's number one in the world. And so, that's what we were talking about the other day. We're looking around, and all these people are wearing Hammerback, and we're trying to outfit these guys and help them. And we're going, hey, future number one in the world might be in this room right now.
Yeah.
You know, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, so. And I think you're exactly right. His persona, he never flashed the fact that, hey, I'm going to be number one day, and very, very laid back and composed. And I love that he comes at it from an angle of faith. I'm a fan of that. I think it's refreshing for the game at a time like this when, man, the last year, all we've been hearing about is money.
I know. No, that's exactly right. I will tell you, you know, when you listen to him on the podium and you hear Scotty talk about, you know, he's not really interested in the money. It's all about family. That's not fake. That's not a PR story. That is who he is. He is laid back. He will go out to the Royal Oaks and he will play Wolf Hammer with a couple 5-6 handicap guys on a Saturday morning, and he'll take all their money and you know, but they'll have a great time. And he's just that kind of guy. He might have a new car now, but I mean, last year he was still driving a 2013 Suburban to the club. I mean, he had made $40 million
or
something
last year.
He, you know, there, his dad, was up there the other day, talked to him for probably 20, 30 minutes. I'd never met him. He just walks over and starts a conversation with my wife and I, just sits down like we've been friends for years. I mean, his family really, they are those people. And it's not some fake story. I mean, they are just genuine salt of the earth group of, you know, individuals. And like you said, at a time when everything's about money in our sport, it's so good to have the best player in the world probably be the least financially motivated professional athlete in the world.
100%. It blows my mind away. And I think that's why he's the kind of player that can win at the Masters and enjoy it, you know, stop by for a beer at the Inwood Tavern. But then, you know, as soon as Tuesday comes around, he's ready to go win, you know, the RBC. And you know, he said he wasn't there at Harbortown to receive a pat on the back, and not to dive into the world of golf news, but this guy's incredible, and something we haven't seen since Tiger, at least this type of consistency. And I think on the women's side, you know, world number one, Nelly Korda is really the same way as far as the way she presents herself and the way she interacts with fans. Just a total class act as well. Michael, what's next do you foresee? I mean, I know we're still, you know, it's Saturday here at the Veritex. What do you have coming up? Where can people find your stuff?
Well, the primary brand is all online, and like I mentioned, we try to do that avoid some of the brick and mortar, and it allows us to save money, and we can pass that stuff along to the customer. And that's why when you go on our website, there were a couple guys yesterday going, I can't believe these belts are $50 on your website. This is unbelievable. So, you know, we try to run kind of a lean and mean ship to keep everything affordable. We don't want to, you know, sometimes I think there could be some gatekeeping in golf in terms of access to courses or clothes or whatever it is. Yeah. We just kind of want everybody to have access to it. Look, everybody can hammer back, right?
Yeah.
So we want what is next for us is kind of expanding our line. So we're creating some golf hoodies. We've got golf gloves coming out. We've got some new apparel, a bunch of new shirts, new hats, new belts. It's kind of refreshing and restocking all the inventory. And then, you know, trying to make more stuff that people enjoy to wear, you know, around the golf course and polos to the office, anywhere else. So just keep expanding the product offering and then, you know, keep coming and doing events like this and hanging out and getting to know everybody.
I think last question here, do you plan on, and I mean, you don't have to tell me your marketing plan, but do you foresee Hammerback's future? You know, obviously you're going to continue to push on social media. Do you see a place where you get it in pro shops around the country potentially? And how do you work to continue to make a presence at certain events that you feel would be good for the brand?
Absolutely. I think pro shops, that's got to be kind of the next step. As much as everybody likes having a DTC brand and you don't have to do the in-person sales and things, the fact is if you really want to take it to the next level, you got to have in pro shops. That's the first, it's almost like a business card for golfers.
Yeah.
You walk in and you see the brand in the pro shop, you immediately go, all right, if they're in the pro shop, they're legitimate, right? So that's got to be the next move. That is a bit of a time-consuming process. And like I mentioned, we all have our day jobs and things. So I think what we're trying to do is get online sales up to a certain number to probably bring a few people on to kind of go do that stuff for us at a lot of the shops. And so we're actually getting closer. These last few months have been incredible in terms of kind of sales and revenue and things that we weren't really like I said, we were not anticipating to be here. I mean, this is end of April 2024. We launched in August of 2023, and we're already sitting here. So this has happened at warp speed.
Unbelievable. And I mean, how did you get connected out here?
So Evan, who is one of my partners. Yeah, so he had some connections through Tim Matthews, runs a radio show here in Dallas, and made some connections over to Richie, the tournament director. Great guy.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Awesome.
And I felt so bad for him yesterday. You know, you had that 4-hour rain delay and you got all the players sitting in there. And we were talking about, Richie, as a tournament director, you know, you've done everything right. You got everybody out here. And then you just can't control the weather, right? Yeah. It's the one thing you can't control. But he sold
the most tickets for the tournament yesterday.
He has done an incredible job. So we got connected with him. We actually came up here and sat in one of these booths inside the restaurant. And he kind of said, listen, what do you guys want to do? It wasn't hey, you're going to put your tent here. You're going to set up here. And we said, well, we'd like to do as much as we can. And he kind of, you know, looked at us and said, go nuts.
Yeah.
You know, set up the players' lounge. So we bought some couches. We were going to rent the couches for the players' lounge, but it turned out it was actually cheaper to buy them than rent them for a week. So now we got some podcast studio couches, so it's great. So we got that, set up some TVs, and we've restocked all the kind of – we have the Hammerback snack station with some, you know, primes and liquid IVs and things like that, and some snacks. And so it's been really fun. You just kind of set it all up and just try to make everybody feel as home as possible. The goal in the players lounge was, how do we make the players feel like they're sitting in the 19th hole at their at a course or something, and just
at Hammerback Industries.
Yeah, that's right. And so it's been a lot of fun. I will say, we probably have gone through 40 bags of peanut M&Ms in there. So if you ever want to know, the snack of choice on pro golf is peanut M&Ms.
You can't get much better than that. Coming off the 18th, some peanut M&Ms. Coming off the ski lifts, some peanut M&Ms. I mean, it just doesn't. They're good in all situations. Michael Turner, it was so great to have you with me here today. One more time before we let people go, where do you want to direct listeners to find Hammerback Golf?
Yeah, hammerback.com. It's easy. We've got everything on there. You place an order by 2 p.m. that afternoon, it will ship either that night or the next morning. I mean, it's fast. It'll get to your door quickly, and hopefully you'll enjoy it.
Michael, we appreciate your time. Have a great rest of the week. at the Veritex Bank Championship. So great to meet you out here, and I look forward to hearing from you again on the show soon.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Michael.